Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai to Fill Our Series with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we are studying a summary of Psukei Dezimra. Profound expression of a heartfelt request or deep gratitude to our Maker requires committed belief in Hashem being our only provider, the sole source of every aspect of our vitality, the key to every salvation we may seek. It is this belief that we engender as we move through Psukei Dezimra, the section of our morning tefillah spanning from Baruch She'amar to Yishtabach. Psukei Dezimra is our platform for developing the prerequisite humility, self-negation, total reliance on Hashem, for pronouncing sincerely before Hashem's throne of glory our appeals and then thanks. Psukei Dezimra means verses of singing. In this section of Tefillah, we recite praise after praise of the Master of the World as a preparation towards the pinnacle of our Tefillah, the Shemone Esrei, when we will spill out our heart's desires. We ready ourselves for that awesome moment when we will stand closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recite the Shemone Esrei by focusing in now on Hashem's greatness. As we transition from Psukei Dezimra, where we have sung detailed praises of Hashem, to our next section of Shacharis, we want to feel charged with the feeling that nothing is too much for our Father in heaven, that His storehouse of limitless blessing is ready to be bestowed upon us, that we need look nowhere else for our soul's deepest yearnings. The words Shira and Zimra, both words relating to song, are frequently featured throughout Psukei Dezimra. Rav Yitzchak Huttner explains that ordinarily a song, a shira, is sung at a time of triumph over evil. However, another reason for a shira is when there is a triumph of holiness over the mundane. A shira, song, is a rejoicing over total subjugation of everyday matters to God's objective. True Shira happens when Hashem's will is fulfilled completely and Hashem is recognized as the only master of the universe. Our spiritual instinct is to cleave to God, to align our will with His. Shira is associated with the word sher, which the Mishnah in Shabbos uses with regard to a leash attached to an animal. So, here too, the use of the word Shira in the context of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates our desire to attach to Hashem through our singing His praises. So the praise brings us to humility, and Shira is an expression of our innate desire to sing Hashem's melody in every move we make. But sometimes our longing for connection becomes misdirected, following after the attractions of this world of temptation. And for this, we have Zimra, the tool for purifying our hearts as we near an audience with the King of Kings. Zamar means cut or prune. Through Zimra, we prune out the obstacles to true expression of our inner loftier selves, replacing them with feelings of longing for attachment to truth, to our Father in heaven. Psukei Dezimra combines Shira with Zimra to cut away our negative inclinations and channel all our desires to the power of Shira, total alignment with the will of Hashem. David HaMelech empowers us with the concluding line of his last chapter of Tehillim, which is also the last of six chapters of Tehillim that we recite in the main body of Psukei Dezimra. He says, "Let the entire soul praise God." As explained by Radak, after enumerating praises that can be offered to God with sophisticated musical instruments, David HaMelech says that nothing is comparable to the praise offered by a human soul to God. We have moved through Psukei Dezimra, recalling Hashem's miracles at the splitting of the Yam Suf and His greatness in orchestrating the components of creation, the sun, the moon, snow, mountains. We are able to appreciate that Hashem runs His world with such precision and care. Psukei Dezimra has ended with Yishtabach, in which we refer to God as the one who chooses musical songs of praise, Habocher Beshirei Zimrah. We have been afforded the lofty task of singing God's praises, and as Rav Bunim of Peshischa demonstrates, this comes with an opportunity for growth. Do we leave Pesukei Dezimrah and carry the inspiration of God's greatness with us? For the word Shirei can mean leftovers. Hashem chooses what is left over after the songs of praise, Habocher Beshirei Zimrah. A reminder as we step up onto the next rung of the ladder, that Hashem invites us to a private meeting with Him, and He will delight in the spiritual growth we have chosen to tap into on the ascent through Pesukei Dezimrah. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'eloi Nishmas Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchok Meshulam Fish and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchok and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.